Hashem, Teruwan Saranai. The question that is often asked by people who are not so familiar with the Buddha's teachings, and also people who are practicing the Buddha's teachings and wish to help people who ask them the question, is why does Buddhism talk so much about suffering? And recently I made an offering to a Kalyanamitta in order to help them to answer that question. So why does the Buddha talk so much about suffering? The Buddha emphasized suffering as the core of the teachings of the Four Noble Truths, because this is the truth of our collective predicament, which is a dire predicament. If we understand why suffering is a noble truth, then we have the ability to see that craving is the cause of suffering, and developing the Noble Eightfold Path leads to the realization of the complete cessation of suffering. Most people think they understand suffering, but what they understand is mainly personal, mundane suffering, for example, whatever results in my painful feeling. But this is only one part of the noble truth of suffering. With birth as condition, we are subject to aging, sickness, and death. This is our collective predicament. However, out of ignorance and craving, we seek and attach to what is also subject to aging, sickness, and death. This means we are bound to greed, hate, and delusion, to rebirth, and this whole mass of suffering. When we understand suffering correctly, we develop wisdom about our collective predicament, and the experience is one of relief, ease, and the mind lifts and expands. This means we suffer less, and we make wiser choices for the rest of this life, and are able to meet the conditions that unfold with more equanimity. Those who correctly develop the Noble Eightfold Path have the ability to attain path and fruit, that is, stream entry, once return, non-return, and arahant. These noble attainments mean one has literally cut off a significant amount, future lifetimes, of suffering. For example, a stream enterer will only have up to a maximum of 7 rebirths in the human realm or above, meaning the infinite number of lifetimes that could be expected have been cut off. Rebirth in the lower realms has been cut off. So that is why it is so precious to be able to hear and practice the Buddha's teaching while we have this opportunity. It also means if one understands the noble truth of suffering, when there is aging, sickness, or death of our loved ones, we are not shocked or overwhelmed. We don't lament asking, how could this happen? Or why me and my loved ones? Instead, there is wisdom. We do what we can in a practical sense to alleviate the situation, but we deeply understand this is part of our collective predicament. Being born into the world, reborn in samsara. And great peace arises with this understanding. The happiness that we really seek is not to be found externally. It can only be found internally by deeply understanding suffering. Depending on our concentration and or noble attainment, it can last much longer than the happiness of sensory experiences. An ultimate happiness that is lasting, safe, and supreme is the realization of Nibbana, which means the complete cessation of suffering. Teruwan Saranai, wishing you well.